You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at wearelibertarians.com.
Hog of Liberty Podcast. This is episode number 155 of the Central Indiana's favorite podcast. I'm Jeremiah Morrill. Today I'm joined by, I guess we're going to call him a co-host, Danny Morrill, and definitely a co-host, Kid Koger, and of course my forever co-host, Dakota Davis.
Today's episode features the three co-hosts and our guest, Danny Morrill. We will be talking about all kinds of things today. We just got off of our long hiatus. We took 4 weeks off, in case you didn't notice, but we still gave you content. We're going to be talking about coronavirus, obviously, because I think all five of us in the room are experiencing coughs and chills and a mild fever. We're planning on self-quarantining in here, so maybe we'll give you even more content for that.
Who probably knows? Should have installed a shower.
I should have brought more supplies.
That half bottle of Buffalo Trace will get us through midnight.
Maybe by the end of the show. But that's all I have. That's all we're talking about.
All right. Well, this show is about our lives in rural Indiana. We're here to push your boundaries and make you think as individuals. Sometimes we'll provoke you. Other times we'll make you laugh, but hopefully you'll always learn something new. So we did a number of shows that went in the queue, and we got a little bonus show in, Dakota, while you were the day before baby Jackson was born. He was born on the 28th, correct?
Yes,
correct. So on the 27th, we came in here, and we had recorded four evergreen episodes, is what we called them. And you actually just got your last evergreen episode yesterday, because we wound up with a bonus episode with the governor's debate that came up. If you guys go back in your feed, Bill Levin and Don Rainwater were here, and I had the terrifying job of hosting a debate all by myself without my wingman. Mm-hmm. That was not easy.
You didn't want to do it, and I said, listen, they only need a person to sit there and ask questions. You're pretty good at that.
Only one of them answered.
I was going, oh man, this is like being a horse show announcer again. I don't have Dakota. I can't get up and go pee halfway through. I've got to make it through the whole deal. Mm. So I tried to be as fair as I could be, and it was a no opinion show. It was definitely not our normal Boss Hog, but it was fun. But we had done the math. We knew we were coming back, and then I realized this week that we still had another evergreen that had to go out. And I was like, well, if not now, then when? So I dropped it last night. So mm-hmm. You guys have got a little bonus content. So if you are,
you should have saved it for whenever the travel advisory.
Well, comes. I've been checking the law as media, we're exempt. So we mm-hmm. can still cover and do our normal job. So as employees,
is there a badge or credential that you need to have for that?
As employees. Yeah. On the website, if you go to the website press. And it shows that you are a host.
Hey, don't take that away.
So, Danny, you're listed on there as a host. You're safe. You're good to
tell
go.
The officer here. Look at this link. Yeah. Scroll down.
Hey, have you looked at my podcast? Yeah. So, yeah. So we're back. It's a new world. It's different than it was. But as always, we got to say thank you to our folks, Dakota.
That's right. Before we get started, we need to thank you. We need to say thank you to everyone who supports us on Patreon. Patreon.com/BossHogOfLiberty is where you can sign up to support the show monthly. The tiers start at $5 a month, and we have different perks for all of those. Sometimes you'll get a sticker in the mail or a postcard. It just depends on where you're at. But if you're at $50 or more a month, then we promise to give you a shout out at the front of every episode. Those folks are Jonathan Phillips, Chris Lamb, Craig DaCosta, and of course, our friend up in Fort Wayne, Christy Avery. We're not going to be able to see Mr. Craig DaCosta for a long time, for at least 30 days.
So your parents were trying to go down and visit Craig.
Yeah.
I don't know
if they were going to visit him, but depending on what kind of trouble they got in, they might
they
have
were going to need his services. And they had to go through the effort of undoing everything.
Yeah. 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 So, that was a whole ordeal. They actually canceled their trip. And then the very next day, that's when the governor announced that they were, that they were shutting down travel to Hawaii for the next 30 days. So they made the right call. They made a good call. I told them, hey, if you're still going on this plane, then expect to be quarantined for 14 days when you get home. Like, for real.
We got back from our cruise, and it's just been every day for the last 10 days or so has just become more and more surreal. Or we got back and it was, you know, hey, yeah, we're joking or talking about, we were talking about the boss. We're in the Boss Hog feed here, and somebody in the, from the Wall channel is trying to, trying to lure our people away over, my goodness. Anyway, trying to read the chat here. I lost track. So we were joking about the cruise, and 10 days ago, everything was just, you know, no big deal, surreal. And now we've gone to, this is closed. That's closed. You can't go outside. Now it's like there's a snowstorm, but nobody's supposed to travel other than to work or home or whatever. Certain states are ordering businesses to be closed. So we're going to talk through it as individuals, just thinking, talking, shoot the crap, see where we think we are today and where we're going with this.
You know, it's interesting because, I would say like late July is whenever this started hitting my news feed, coming in like on my phone. Cause I have the
July.
No, or did I say
how
July?
Did you know I mean about January. This in July? No,
that was actual corona.
I meant January. And it started coming across. I started reading more about it. And I told Audrey at one point in time, I was like, this whole coronavirus situation over in China seems pretty serious. It seems like it's the
sucks
real deal.
For them.
Yeah. And it's like, huh.
That Chinese virus.
And then Trump, of course, at that time closed off all travel. And it was like, yeah, that ought to do it.
problem solved.
That's gotten increasingly interesting. It's been a real interesting time to have a newborn. That's for certain.
Some different emotions there in fatherhood.
It's definitely strange. We were supposed to go over to my grandma's house and have some family come over to her house to meet him on Saturday, and just had to tell everybody today, like, listen, we're not taking him out of the house. Right now, it's not going to happen unless we're going to the doctor. We're trying to be, err on the side of caution with it. It might be overkill, but if we underdo it, then we'll definitely know. And that we don't want to take any chances there. So it's been interesting. On that note, our newborn baby Jackson, he had a cold last week. He had like a real bad stuffy nose, and they give you those bulb suckers at the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Those things suck.
They're not helpful.
They don't suck in the good way. Right.
They're inadequate. Yeah,
they're very bad. There's a device that's called a Nose Frida. And this is my big piece of advice for anyone who's expecting to have children. You have to get this thing because it's amazing. It's like blowing their nose and it totally clears their sinuses.
Is it like a mask you put on them? What do you do?
No, it's a plastic tube that has a tapered end, and you put that tapered end up to their nose. On the other side, there is like a piece of Tygon tubing with a mouthpiece, and you just
thought he meant the other side of the baby.
Yeah. No. and then you suck
sounds
on
very
that
thorough.
End, and it sucks all the snot out of their nose. Because you can suck a lot harder than what that little bulb tick can, but there's like a filter in it, like a sponge. So that, but it sounds disgusting, and I was very skeptical at first, but it is absolutely amazing. And it is also amazing how much snot a newborn baby can produce and hold in a little tiny nose. But,
so,
yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. That was my story. but it has been a crazy time to have a three-week-old baby, that's for sure.
So what are you going to do with this? I guess $2,500 is coming your way from the government. This free money.
Who knows? I've been on the Yang train the whole time.
The Yang gang.
Cade, he still Cade, never came to visit the farm.
Cade was worried.
He didn't.
There's a fly in here. We should tell the landlord. I killed it.
I killed it.
Good. Here, Dakota, you want that?
No, it's like Karate Kid.
Ooh.
Kung flew over there.
K- killed it. It's dead and gone now.
We're not supposed to call it the coronavirus now. It's just the Chinese virus.
COVID-19, right? If you want to sound smart.
Kung flu.
Yeah, I thought it was Kung flu.
Oh my gosh. So,
oh boy.
I don't know. We're trending in an interesting direction here. A week ago, no big deal. And then it was, 250 people or less, no problem. Then it became 50, and now it's 10 or less. And there's a lot of questionable who's enforcing what matters.
Yeah. What
are
is
you,
actually
are you going to get thrown in cuffs? Are the yesterday the Indianapolis Police Department was saying, hey, if you find a business that's open that shouldn't be, let us know. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it all. The way I've come down on all of this is that a lot of stuff that government is telling us is a really good idea, but I'm afraid when somebody stands up and says, no, I don't want to. Voluntarily, yeah, we should be staying apart, but I'm very concerned about, you know, today, this afternoon, about 3 or 4 o'clock, Madison County, which is Anderson, 20 minutes away, they ordered all furniture stores, department stores, barbershops, hair salons, spas, gyms, auto dealers to be closed. So I guess that's the part where I go,
And not just on a Sunday.
Should they be closed? Yes. Should they, you know, it probably makes sense, or take precautions, or keep your 6 foot distance, et cetera, et cetera. But basically anybody that's not an essential service in Madison County right now, if you have any sort of a public space facing space and you're not selling food, medical, or auto repair, you're supposed to be closed.
If you're listening, the password to my speakeasy is strawberry.
So that's the
and do not come dressed as the government.
Sure, it's not password.
I'm starting to wonder what the appropriate amount of time is before we can start a speakeasy.
We found some space.
And have we checked our lease to see what if we're allowed to start an illegal speakeasy in our studio?
We got a good basement.
Call it
for
like
it.
The 10 and under club.
Got a pretty good selection of alcohol in here right now.
10 people or less?
Yeah.
10 and under.
It wouldn't last.
We could fib on that number.
Yeah. Mm. 10 and under in a room.
No, if you have whiskey,
it's only illegal. It's only illegal if you get caught, right?
Yeah. Hey, that's right. Guffy, could you look up some bathtub gin for me? Because I heard there's some states you can't buy liquor either. That's the other thing that closed is liquor stores in Madison County. Could you start to figure out how to make bathtub gin?
I absolutely will.
They closed liquor stores. So what happens if travel is restricted and then truckers can't go to restock the shelves?
So Pennsylvania shut down their rest areas.
Yeah.
So say for example, and this is where Nick Sarwak has something that I shared on Facebook today that I think is pretty valuable. So I'll try to pull that up.
How many trucks do rest areas really house in a night though?
I mean, that's where a lot of guys have to sleep to do the knockoff, right? A couple hundred. On or if you use
any overpass or Flying J too.
Just an overpass?
An on ramp or off ramp.
Yeah. Well, I mean, occasionally the one out by out around Mount Comfort Greenfield area on 70, that one will overflow.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll see them on the on and off ramps because there's no parking spaces. But
so
you're showing me here.
This is for you to read here in a second. So the concern I have is say you make some life-saving medical supplies in Indiana and they're trying to get to New York City. You've got to travel 7 hours across Pennsylvania. And now what you've done is you've taken your interstates that are supposed to be there for infrastructure, right? For national defense. That's the reason the interstates were built in the first place, and for commerce. Now you can't let your trucks pass through, or you're trying to keep vehicles off. You're closing the rest area where the guys are supposed to go to the bathroom, right?
I think they can figure that out. I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Yes. It's less than helpful.
Which is kind of what Nick is talking about here with figuring it out, saying he says that sheltering in place is a horrible policy option that the government can implement. It induces panic and encourages crowds of people to go out at once and will basically make an entire country look like O'Hare National Airport did after the travel ban. Said the virus isn't an armed gunman, and it's not a riot in the streets. People can maintain physical distance from each other while keeping the economy running, keeping the food supply chain going, and supporting our healthcare workers. It is good. And like we were talking, like we've been talking about, especially with Madison County, the government forcing all these places to shut down is actually the specific reason why I do support sending money out to Americans, because it's not, because the government is the entity that tied the business's hands and forced them to shut down. So it is the government that is trying to fix the, it's trying to sew up the wound that they created.
You've got, yeah, my problem or my complaint or my issue or my concern, I pick any one of those, is that we've got what needs to be basically a 2-week quarantine where we need to all stop being near each other for 2 weeks for this to stop. And it's like half measures because factories and facilities are still going.
You look, we don't at the know economy, if it would stop, the, though, because well, the, you it, might not have the symptoms at the start of that 2 weeks. And then you go back to work after the 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden you have it and you spread it to your coworkers that have quarantined for the past 2 weeks.
Right. And I understand the thought process between or behind quarantining now. That way, if you get sick in 2 or 3 weeks, there's more hospital space. But you really never know if it's too early to quarantine because you're just prolonging the it happening. So it's a catch-22 all over the place, and no one has the answers.
Right. It's just being cautious. Just trying to be abundantly cautious with whatever you do as an individual. Is if it's going to the grocery store, making sure that you're wiping down the cart handle with a Clorox wipe before you put your grubby paws all over it. And while you're in there, you're not coughing in your hand and then picking up an apple, you know?
Yeah.
And then putting it back down for the next person.
But the fact of the matter is that there's a whole lot of idiots in this world, like 30% of the population.
Everybody on a beach in Florida.
You're probably being generous with that 30%.
Yeah. So, I mean, and those people might not. Those are the people that, I mean, it's just like you've been told since middle school is that one person ruins it for everybody, right? One person keeps the field trip from going on whenever the rest of the class has been good. And now, unfortunately,
Danny raises his hand.
Now, unfortunately, they're having to legislate because of those people and cause a lot of people, I mean, producing devastating effects for average American's livelihood.
So bars are closed, restaurants are closed, clubs are closed, gyms are closed. You can only do carry out, you can only do drive through. I mean, the service industry in this country is just being wiped out.
Well, and it puts you in a funny spot too, because you want to support your community, you want to go out and buy food. But at the same time, we didn't like hoard food, but we went and got a good chunk of food. So now you're stuck in a time of, well, shit, we got to hurry up and eat this. Yeah.
This milk's not going to last forever.
Yeah, Will can't drink three a day.
So I have been surprised at how slowly stores have restocked or haven't
Walmart
restocked.
Walmart was great today.
I was in Walmart in Muncie today on the south side of Muncie, and I was shocked at how picked bare it was. And maybe I'll share some pictures in the Patreon group in a little bit. But the meat section, 95% of the meat was off the shelves. There, I was looking through the pasta section, and maybe 10% of the items were there.
I went to buy
some whole wheat pasta, and there were like three packages of egg noodles left, and that was it.
What I noticed about the meat was anything that was more complicated to make, like whether it was a brisket or ribs, like that stuff hung around a little longer, but anything people felt like they could just throw in a crock pot or fry up, it disappeared very quick.
Yeah.
It was, listen, I went to your produce stand, I don't remember what day, maybe last Saturday.
Yep.
And they already, like Kroger was already out of ground beef. Luckily, you guys still had a good amount. Mm-hmm. Cole didn't treat me very good. But
didn't get your normal discount?
No. I bought 6 pounds. He didn't say, hey, bro, if you buy 10 pounds, I'll give you a deal. And Josie's like, what the hell?
It's emergency pricing. There are no deals.
I was like, actually, that was a smart move for him. He saved some meat and got a little more margin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if while people are listening, if you're still looking for some ground beef, we do have a couple pub burgers packaged. If you're looking at those, they're like 3/4 pound. And there's 2 per package. So we still have some of that left. Give us a call down there at L&K Produce, and we can get you on the list if you want something else.
So we're rationing now. We have to be on a waiting list to get with the beef guy.
Next week, we should re-up with everything that we have. And then we've got a few new products coming as well.
So you have a new shipment coming in March 27th of your beef. And
fingers crossed. Yes.
How does someone go about ordering that meat?
How just, do they get in the Koger Beef Club?
Yeah.
Give us a call, 765-545-0454. You'll speak with Kent. He's my dad. And he'll put you in a
He's nicer than he sounds.
Yeah, you can give
Kent him, sounds like an aggressive name, but he's a buttercup.
Yeah. And you give him your order, whatever you like. You want to hear the prices. Decide what you like, and he'll put your name down, and then he'll put your order down, and then we'll have that ready, and we'll give you a call when it's there.
Here's the price. You want it? No? Okay, the next guy does.
Yeah. Can I just ask Kent to put me down whenever I see him at the Elks Club?
That's fine. Yeah, that works. hopefully we'll sell those. We'll sell some steak burgers up there, too, eventually.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Those are coming soon.
Mm. Very cool.
The
food situation is weird because, like you said, the meat, it's like the ground beef and the roasts, they all go away. I saw so many chicken wings at Kroger.
Yeah.
Like they were overflowing with chicken wings. I'm like, literally chicken wings are some of the easiest. It's like the easiest thing to make.
Even though we do farm cattle, I've never been more proud to be a deer hunter because I've got a freezer full of deer.
He lives at.
Listen,
I also have a lot of guns.
Yeah. He lives on North Wilburite
and two
Road.
Great Danes.
Yeah, the strawberry is still the password. So
on Riley Road.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dublin Pike.
But I mean, with all of this, my dad and I went and bought hogs. Ordered two hogs from some Mennonite fellows.
Piglets. Or butchered?
Butchered.
Okay. Yeah. That's smart.
Not to raise.
What were their names?
On that note.
Yeah, Abraham.
Wilbur and Charlotte. Yeah, Jedediah. On that note.
Babe.
I thought he meant the pig names. Abraham.
With the piglets. This is the perfect scenario to try to prove to tyrannical overlords like Aaron Dickin and Darren Jacobs as to why we should be allowed to have chickens in these areas. To have eggs. Listen,
oh, so
folks,
you can spread the bird flu too and just make it worse? Crazy.
I eat 4 to 6 eggs every day in my life. It's a lot of eggs I'm going through, and there were none at Kroger.
There were no eggs to be had?
There were no eggs. Luckily,
I've got 14 dozen at home if you want some.
Okay.
So that is my complaint. Eric Halverson was the, he used to be an anchorman at Channel 8 for years and years and years, and now he's the spokes dude for Kroger. And he said, just give us a minute. We have plenty of food in the system. It's just y'all came so damn fast and ordered everything that our re-triggering system hasn't reshipped all this stuff yet. So give me a minute.
And that makes a lot of sense. The way so much stuff is automated, you would think it is faster. But in a lot of instances, when it gets overloaded and beyond its capacity, it doesn't know what to do.
You manually
have to come in and fix it. So
I need napkins, so we're going to send you 20,000 napkins. In the meantime, you don't have any beef and you don't have any toilet paper.
It's not that the world supply has ended. It's that
it's sitting in a warehouse somewhere and it's not been prioritized because there's only so much bandwidth to send.
Yeah, it's in Plainfield.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, that was good.
So I noticed Walmart. So Walmart's made adjustments where they have closed the automotive side. And all of the guys that normally change your oil and rotate your tires are now restocking.
Did they make them clean under their fingernails first?
I don't know. I didn't look that close.
On average, I wonder what they're better at, restocking or turning wrenches.
Lefty tighty, righty loosey, right?
Hey, Crossroads the strongest. It just only works once.
I pulled in there last fall to get my combine tire inflated. I really appreciate those guys for that favor they did for me. I had a combine tire going low. And I pulled in and they aired it right up for me.
That's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
Did they plug it too? Or did they say it's in the side?
No, it was just a slow leak. And
if I had been that guy, I'd been like, listen, man, I don't feel like getting decapitated today by an exploding combine tire. Yeah. You just take yourself on down to Flying J. Yeah.
Producer Chris, how's the prepping life going for you?
Man, I'm not even worried. I'm just... Your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, they prep for a Guffey for 14 days. They're good to go.
I do want to say, I've said this multiple times on this show before, that I've always said that I've kept a supply of food of MREs and water purification tablets to last Audrey and I for 1 month to 6 weeks. Just depends on how much we eat of the MREs. That's how I've always operated.
Have you dug into the MREs yet?
No, haven't had to. But I'm just trying to reinforce the idea of, I mean, even if it was worse, and whenever I went to Kroger, they were out of everything and not just eggs.
You would have been okay.
I would have been okay. Would have been fine. And also had the Mennonite fellows in Liberty that could sell me a hog. And they said it would be ready in 4 weeks. So I would just have to eat the MREs until then. So, I mean...
And I don't know if your house is like ours, but I think we could survive off condiments that we have just, on the shelves and in the relish. Fridge for at least 3 weeks.
That's no joke.
Honestly, Danny and I have strong Mormon blood in us, so naturally we just have food stores. It's bred into us. So I looked without going, other than needing a couple of key items. I honestly probably 4 to 6 weeks on the food we have in the freezer, in the multiple freezers.
It's probably sad when I went to look like what food we had. I threw away more than we brought. We got to start rotating this a little bit.
Whenever Jeremiah went on his keto style diet,
I just gave a bunch of food away.
You had me come over and you gave me like 6 cans of Manwich sauce, just the sauce. I'm like, why do you have cans of Manwich sauce just laying around?
You still have that in the fridge, the cabinet.
Actually, I've used some of it, but there's still like 2 cans left.
He might be wanting that back now.
Yeah,
no, it's yours. No, I gave you some. I gave stuff to like 3 different
ketchup?
People.
Yeah, yeah. And you just had a giant tub of ketchup sitting in your pantry. I'm like, you prep for a life of luxury. I say we got MREs and we're good.
Nah, we're eating gourmet, man. We're eating better. We got more frozen roasts and MREs, you know, whatever.
Canned tuna,
shrimp, fish, just all kinds of. We got.
How are you guys doing on guns?
On advice of counsel, I'm not answering that question.
There you go.
After my recent boating accident, I have nothing to report.
There's one on the table.
I'm down to 2 boats now. I sank one.
Hey, 4-on-4 champion Corey Clemens just chimed in.
I went and counted because the barber told me that he went to buy ammo online.
The barber. How is Clay doing?
He's doing good. I talked to him on the phone the other day.
I was in there the other day. He was asking about you.
Was he?
Like, how's that baby?
I talked to, the nice fellow at Miller's Barbershop in Spiceland.
That's right. You moved out of town.
And
freaking Spicelander.
Supporting local businesses, doing what I can in this time of need. But he said that he had looked online and he couldn't find any 223 or 556. So I went home and I was like, I need to see how much I have because I didn't know. I have 300 rounds. It's not a lot. I mean, considering that's 10 magazines.
Is it in magazines though? That's what matters.
I only have 3 magazines.
See, loose ammo doesn't do you any good.
Yeah, that's true.
Got to be in magazines.
I only have 3.
You can go to unammo.com and they have plenty of surplus.
So
yeah,
I'll support local business called VRA. Thank you very much.
Yeah, until they run out.
Yeah. I don't know how they're
selling. That's the biggest sales I've made so far this week is I delivered to one of my largest customers 308 ammo that I just picked up from VRA and hand delivered to him. Because I was like, shit, I don't have anything better going on. You got cash?
just selling weapons.
I've had no less than a dozen people message me about guns to buy or ammo to buy or
I
night vision or body armor.
I could
armor.
Use some more 12 gauge shells.
RPGs, did you find one of those?
No, so let's talk through this for a second.
I mean, body armor, really? You had someone ask you about body armor?
No, I would like to buy body armor is what I'm saying.
There's this conversation that we or this innate nature that we have that says when shit's getting sideways, we want to do something.
We want to get violent.
We want to do something.
Gladiator style.
A lot of people disappointed that you can't buy it online.
For some people, run out and buy toilet paper and then freak out that all the other toilet paper is gone. And for some people, it's prepare for violence, go get guns.
I have a battery ram.
Check your gun stores.
I'm very handy. I can make things really well.
You buy all the toilet paper. I just come visit in a raid. That's how this works. Mm.
I'm going to put on my serious hat for a second. And say, let's be peaceful. Let's share as a community.
He doesn't have as many guns.
if somebody needs some chicken,
let's be peaceful.
Come to my door. Let's be neighbors.
And say strawberry.
Knock three times and say strawberry, and I'll let you see Cade's liquor. we don't have to immediately go to Waterworld here.
Mad Max.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
that's what I was hoping for. To this day, when I order packages from anywhere, I always put my name as Lord Humongous.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
My babysitter said that about you.
Nice.
Oh, your babysitter. I get it. Yeah. That's pretty good too.
I was walking through the Walmart and the anarchy had already started because a city councilman tried to mow me over with his import car minivan with three kids in the back. It was scary. I was very nervous.
It was Aaron Dickin. The tyrant I didn't say that won't let us have
chickens.
We're
just dropping all the names today.
I didn't say that.
Might as well.
Weird.
They're going to shut us down one way or another.
Free media,
so
man.
What's the
Free
most media. Bizarre thing you guys have noticed so far just watching this whole thing develop?
The thing that's been interesting to me is like once it got to where like I think Joe Rogan, whenever his podcast came out, was kind of a turning point for the vast majority of people. I went and watched it. And I was already watching the situation pretty closely because, like I said, I mean, my paranoid mind thought that it was getting pretty serious in January. And so I watched that and I was kind of hoping to be calmed down. And it wasn't. It was the opposite of that. But then all of a sudden, it seemed like after that episode came on, and Michael Osterholm, I think is the guy's name. He's an epidemiologist from the University of Minnesota. He's an expert in these things and talked a lot about it. But it seemed like my Facebook feed all of a sudden became less folks saying that this was all a bunch of BS. It was all malarkey.
To pay attention.
Yeah. And it was like, that was really interesting to me.
I think when people started seeing Italy's numbers and then lining them up with the American numbers and saying, hey, we're 10 days behind these guys and the numbers are tracking identical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That got some attention.
We've actually surpassed them now.
For me, I've got a really good buddy that I grew up with here in Indiana, and he lives in Portland now, and he decided it'd be fun to go to Thailand for a wedding in the middle of January. And it was kind of
it was hitting
the
fan there.
Oh,
already.
What a dumbass for going, right?
Well, we say it was hitting the fan. They were basically like where Indiana is right now.
Well, and it was really weird for him to kind of absorb, see, and process. He was there for a wedding, ended up getting a kidney infection while he was there. Mm. He ended up getting sick. He ended up getting money stolen from him. And he was texting me like, dude, this is getting weird. I don't even know if I can get back in the country.
This was, He's about 20 days ahead of everybody else on the freak out scale.
Yeah. And it took him, I don't know, like 8 canceled flights. He got stranded several times. And even when he came in the US, they screened him like crazy, which, I mean, it makes sense too.
As they should.
And when he got home, he's like, no, this is no joke. You guys got to really, really look at it. Don't dick around with it. Just be smart. And he's camped out in an RV now somewhere in Portland hiding from
it. Yeah, it was, well, my parents, like, they had this Hawaii trip coming up, so I think that they were desperately trying to think in their minds it wasn't a big deal because they, I mean,
your heart's set on your trip, right?
Right. So it was like, and then whenever I listened to Michael Osterholm and I was talking to my dad and I'm like, this really is pretty serious. Like, if you want to do this, if you really want to go, because where they have gone in Hawaii in the past and they were going to be going to the same place, it's I don't want to say remote, but it's not populous. Like, there's not a whole lot of people there. So
it's a resort area. It was not in the city.
Right. It was being there wouldn't have been a problem. It would have been like staying here as far as population wise goes. So that's not a big deal. It's being trapped in a flying metal tube that recirculates air between 300 people for 9 hours.
You might as well climb in someone's mouth.
So yeah, that's what I told my dad. I'm like, I mean, you have access to N100 respirators. Like, if you want to do it, then get on the plane and wear the respirator.
But I've heard that that doesn't help you from contracting it. It only helps you from
anything. Well, anything N95 and above will stop the virus. Like, you won't be breathing in the virus.
Oh, we should just get a bunch of those then.
And above. What you're talking about are just like the regular face masks or like the surgical mask. Okay. Yeah, those are to keep you from coughing and spreading it to people. N95 and above, respirator wise, the I think it's N95 is rated for like 0.03 microns, and the virus is larger than that.
Okay.
So it started getting real to me when the NBA canceled their games. And I said, whoa. And then it turned. So that was about Thursday of last week. And then it turned into, now we're going to start having events in front of no people. And then about 2 days later, everything canceled.
So
the golf tournament had started in Florida. Disneyland and Disney World were still open. And people were like, oh, well, these things are still happening, so we feel okay. And then it just became, nope, nope, nope. Everything shut down.
So the center for the Jazz, is he a hero or a foe?
The Oklahoma Thunder?
The Thunder. No, was it the Thunder?
Gobert. Yeah, it was Gobert.
I was thinking Gobert. I was thinking Rudy Gobert. Okay, go ahead. But anyway, he got sick. He was the first one to do so, and he touched everything like a jackass. Now looks real bad.
Straight dick.
He also helped shut everything down.
Defensive player of the year.
Yeah, so my...
All the way.
So my frustration in this has been, as we've started to learn and we've gotten awareness, I think Monday of this week, Governor Holcomb here in Indiana said we could maybe test 100 people right now. And yet you looked and it was, hey, Justin Trudeau tested positive. Hey, like two members of the Oklahoma City Thunder tested positive. Hey, the mayor of Miami tested positive. It's like all of these.
Sean Payton today.
Sean Payton tested positive today. Yeah. And it's like, okay, we're being told that you can only get a test if you've traveled to one of these places, you've actually met with somebody that's positive, and you're a healthcare worker, and you're over the age of 60. But yet, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, speaking of Tom Hanks tested positive, which is another one of the
and
seminal
his wife,
times.
Don't be sexist.
And Rita Wilson tested positive. But that's when you go, okay, it's a big club and you're not in it kind of a situation, mm-hmm. too. That's when you start to think, okay, there is government rationing happening now. They're deciding who's getting tested and who's not, who's special and who's not.
It's all the beautiful people.
Dakota and Cade probably would get tested. The three
what
of us.
The Danny's
screwed.
Fog. Danny's on there.
Danny's
that's
marginal.
A hard F too. Capital F.
Okay. It's not after 8 o'clock yet.
That's I'm a guest.
I thought you didn't want that taken away from you.
Well, for right now.
If you're staff, you're exempt under the law and you're coming to your job. If you're a guest, you're just out frolicking and now you probably could go to the jail.
Hey, can I get that?
Listen, with this coronavirus thing, it's been pretty crazy. But I do want to say that I was getting real tired of seeing everyone post on Facebook that there were no sporting events happening last weekend. When there was 10 hours of fights scheduled on ESPN prime time. What is up with that?
There was a really good game last Sunday here in Newcastle. It was basketball.
at the YMCA?
No, the Salvation Army. All right. And it was
different.
I got all the towels folded just right.
Yeah. So,
towels.
So here's the way that the sports world is trying to adapt. NASCAR on Fox Sports 1 this weekend is going to run an iRacing race where they're going to have Jeff Gordon and Mike Joy and Larry McReynolds actually do a full Fox Sports broadcast with the NASCAR drivers driving on computer simulator. On national TV.
It's going to be awesome. Wow.
This is what it's come to now. Cade, today on Facebook, you shared marbles going down the side of the hill.
Oh, yeah. It was exhilarating.
And now we're going to have fake racing on Fox with Jeff Gordon doing the play-by-play.
Well, but remember last year, whenever you were watching some sports channel,
mm-hmm.
and there were guys that were doing racing simulators, and they were competing then. with a racing simulator. Basically e-sports, a video game.
Yeah.
E-games,
yep. So, it was broadcast on NBC Sports.
It's not necessarily new, but what's going to be really cool...
Now it's the biggest thing on TV.
What's going to be awesome is seeing professional drivers do the video game version and seeing how they perform. It would be really cool to put some of the professional, like the simulator guys, in the mix with the professional racers and see how they do, like head to head. That would be cool.
That'd be fun. Let me see if I can find the release here.
Look at Travis Hamm in the chat asking, are they going to use cheat codes to shoot paintballs? I remember that from like NASCAR 99, 98.
So it is iRacing.
All of a sudden you see a helicopter pop platform. Onto the track.
The platform they're going to be using. It's going to be Dale Earnhardt Jr., Bobby Labonte, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Clint Bowyer, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, Bubba Wallace, Chris Buescher. I mean, it's a huge all-star name.
Is this going, they could do something really cool by putting you in one of those things, like you see in the malls with the roller coaster rides.
Yeah, with the full simulator.
With a VR headset that is attached into their normal racing helmet, so it feels the same, it looks the same, and they're like driving and they can simulate like the intensity.
Full, the full iRacing rigs. A lot of these guys really spent a ridiculous amount of money on it.
I've heard about dolls that can do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as there's less than 10 people in the room, I think that's still allowed too.
Probably.
I've read a lot, there's been a lot of innovation the last couple days. I did read about a drive through strip club where you just pull on through and you get to see because there's 10 or less, they just do their little thing and then you drive on.
Their strippers are doing carry out deliveries now in Portland.
I saw there was a strip club in Nevada that was offering drive through lap dances.
Yeah.
And an all nude hand sanitizer wrestling match. So that's where all your hand sanitizer's going, folks. Yeah.
We have heard reports of local.
You're going to find all the cuts and scrapes that you've got on your body real quick.
Pretty clean, but I feel like...
Local distillers have been turning into hand sanitizer manufacturers.
Or your pee hole. I've had shampoo up there before.
I wasn't going to go there, but yeah, that would be bad. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I got shampoo up there.
Oh, we've all been there. or do I have a problem?
Not where the shampoo goes.
we've seen reports out of England, the European Union. Those folks have been begging Reed Hastings at Netflix to go down to standard definition because they've had so many people locked inside that they've crippled the internet with streaming.
My company offered the availability to all office workers to work from home. And then I went to my office like 2 days afterwards and got onto our company portal page. And there was a giant warning flag and it was like, if you can work offline, do that instead. There's a lot of traffic here right now. And man, I did see an interesting meme or funny meme that said, we're finally going to find out which meetings could have actually been emails. that was pretty good. It's pretty funny.
I Sunday night, I still didn't realize that I couldn't travel. I've been a salesman who's been a prisoner in his own office, unallowed to go out. My favorite meme in this whole process has been the one that said, if you're an introvert, put the book down and check on your extrovert friends because they're not okay.
This has been great. The only thing that sucked.
I am a commissioned salesman. This is not great.
I had the perfect job for this. I can, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be able to take my work vehicle home with me and then I can just drive where I'm going. Yeah. And some days that job that I'm going to only requires me to be there. So I have the perfect job in the time of a pandemic. The downside is that I will always have the job during the pandemic. I'm considered essential personnel.
You're responsible for keeping the power on so that my 6 weeks of meat doesn't go bad.
That's a question that I've wondered. What dominoes would have to fall for us to lose power?
Not a whole lot.
One,
I mean,
yeah, one, that's not good.
One misplaced squirrel.
Yeah, one squirrel. Like, but I mean, it would just be like any
Can
other
you
time.
Can you just go out there since you're not doing anything? Just keep the squirrels away?
Go to all 32 locations that yeah, I have in my just, area.
Just to the one just, that supplies Danny.
I'll supply 22 rounds to you all day if oh, you just okay. keep the squirrels yeah. away.
Yeah, that'll be good. A piece of lead flying through a
transformer.
Yard. Yeah, that's great. I mean, but it'll be like any other time. We'll go out. I mean, we had four calls this weekend.
Yeah,
that it's business as usual for us.
To me, that's my biggest concern. Is you know you don't know if we potentially could be on lockdown for 2 weeks or a month or whatever it could possibly be. I don't care what happens. But I'd really like to keep my power on because I can go outside and shoot a squirrel, a rabbit. I can catch a fish down the road. I can shoot a deer and no one will know it. He'll quarter it up. He'll take part of it.
Yeah.
But like what dominoes really do have to fall in place for like there to be a real problem?
Well, I mean, barring like a terrorist attack or something mm-hmm. catastrophic along those lines, as far as the sickness goes,
you'd have real labor problems where the power plants are down, right?
The professional was talking.
But like he said, he's right, where it, in a pandemic situation like this, it would take all of the employees getting sick.
Okay.
Right. And
just deliberate action.
Right. Well, I mean, even with deliberate action, if there's an attack on one certain asset, which happened like 18 months ago in Fishers, mm-hmm. we were able to restore power on gunshot wounds to a critical asset in, I think it was like 12 hours. Wow. So it's like that, those things happen. We're prepared for those things. What we're not prepared for is if literally everyone that works to provide electricity for, IMPA and REMC and Duke Energy gets sick and all of a sudden can't do their job.
That makes sense.
That's what you're not prepared for. And then even if we all got sick, it would take something like a tree falling or an asset getting taken down.
Something that needs repair.
Right.
That's been my, I guess, somewhat biggest concern is, you know, what pins hold this.
It's not very likely that you're going to go an extended amount of time without power. Like if there's a storm that blows in,
yeah,
we're going to be all over that tonight. Like that's how it happens. I mean, it's not likely that you're going to go without power based on this specific issue.
Sure.
Now, what would suck is
here comes the doomsday.
However,
what would suck is if all of a sudden we got like North Korea decided to go ham with an EMP attack in the midst of a pandemic.
No, I thought about that too.
That would be wild.
I don't have a key for my safe. All I've got is the keypad.
Ooh. I'm sure that they're all pretty much the same. Mine came with two, so.
Maybe I could try one of yours.
Probably. I bet it's just like a skid steer.
I think we could just drill into it. I've seen a lot of movies.
Most safes you can get into with a pry bar.
Yeah.
They're not that.
Safe. And plus, what's in there? A little bit of cash?
No,
you got 40 grand in the safe and a half million in the bank. What do you care?
Yeah, there's like maybe some like 30-30.
Hey, hook up with me after this and we'll figure out a way to mount one recessed in your wall behind a mirror.
My walls are brick.
He does not have stud walls.
Your interior walls?
Yeah.
All of
it's no joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny lives in
that old day brick and then
in a fortress castle
with horsehair plaster.
Yeah. Built in 1865. Yeah. It laughs at our problems.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to live through this pandemic whether Danny does or not.
Get a hold of me. We'll knock down a wall and put a new one up and then put a gun safe in it.
Let's do it.
Oh, man. So, what is anything shaking you yet, Cade, or are you just rolling with it still?
Man, they canceled jiu-jitsu.
The gym's gone.
I got to go to a friend's house and roll in his basement now.
Yeah, Matt's at your house.
With the lotion on his skin.
Listen to this. They canceled, they closed down my gym at Anytime Fitness here in Newcastle.
Because you coughed on the wrong person.
And this is, I was extremely upset.
Yeah.
I mean, that is.
Now it got serious.
You can legitimately use my home gym if you want.
Well, I come here
every single day, and I've never heard those.
You can
words
use it. You can use it too.
Whatever, bro.
There's a Smith machine, and then there's also a free barbell and a set of dumbbells.
Yeah,
and there's an air resistance bike.
You can get a pretty good workout in there.
Yeah. I go into the gym at where I work the next day, and the barbell is gone. So I'm like, freaking kidding me? So I had to do everything with a Smith machine, and I felt like a Weenie Hut Junior. I was so upset, and I'm just still very upset that the gym is closed because, I mean, if everyone just followed the rules and wiped down their equipment before and after each use, mm-hmm. then it's like an extremely sterile place. Like, it irritates me so bad.
How many people did you see in there?
I'm literally one of three.
Yeah.
Whenever I go.
So you weren't violating the 10 rule?
No. There's not even employees there whenever I go. There's not even 10 employees at the place.
He's speechless, Cade. He's truly shook.
No, I would say it got real for me then, like when they closed my jiu-jitsu gym, just because it's something I'm used to. That's the only thing that really disrupted my daily life. Because like Dakota, no matter what, I still got to go to work every day. I still got cattle to feed. I still got things to do, get ready for planting season. So,
yeah, I mean, it's the lack of entertainment, right? Like Chris, if you just look, like 2020 feels like it's the year everything's going to get canceled. It's concerts are gone.
Yeah.
Restaurants and bars and clubs, you know, those things are what's like, damn.
Yeah, you got.
I got a lot of refunds coming because I paid for a lot of stuff this year that I don't know if it's happening or not, or if it's going to be on top of itself. You know, if at some point here in the next couple of months we get the go ahead, a lot of stuff's going to get rescheduled, and you may already have things going on.
Yeah,
so you may have to choose between three concerts on the same day.
Mm-hmm. You had that situation with Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah, and it's at first I was like, man, this really sucks, and then I was like, Yeah, it's kind of selfish to really worry about it that much.
At this point, it's not just your concert that's like, oh, damn, they canceled my concert. Yeah. It's like, no, literally everything in the world. Is
yeah.
Gone, right. Yeah. So when we were on our cruise, we made friends with some bartenders. Mm-hmm. Danny, your boy, Alan, and I had an epic adventure on the high seas. Best friends with Ida and Daniel at the bar.
I hope you took really good care of my customer.
We did a good job. Those guys, we became Facebook friends and Instagram friends, and Alan and I talk to them every day. They've had a shit week. Everybody's off
the cruise ships?
Yeah,
you can get their stock really cheap.
The staff members on those ships, one's from Macedonia, the other guy's from Indonesia. They're sitting in a ship in Miami, in port, not allowed to get off.
Oh, man.
And they're just stuck. And they're stuck for at least a month. And they're not American citizens, so they're probably not going to get any of this free money.
Yeah.
They live off of tips. Mm-hmm. They're not getting any tips for the next month or 6 weeks or 2 months. They can't go home to their families.
Yeah.
They can't get off the ship in Miami. They're just stuck in their quarters and on that ship for a month or two.
In like anyone else. I mean,
shit.
they're in a position where the people who work on cruise ships, they're very good. They know everyone's name. They take incredibly good care of people. And they don't know what they could do without that job. It's not like you can just go back home and pick up a new trade that you're going to be able to support your family on.
Right.
It's very difficult.
So, and that's just one tiny, tiny example looking at those people that I've, you know, gotten to have a relationship with in the last month. But then you extrapolate that across, okay, there's 50 cruise ships in the country that are doing that right now. Our cousin, works at a restaurant in Los Angeles, and you told me that story. You can share that on the air as to what the way that they're trying to exist now as a restaurant. It's surreal.
Yeah. So we have a cousin that's in LA and, she manages a restaurant. And, you know, the apps take care of it in a way where you don't have to worry about having personal contact with another
DoorDash or Grubhub or somebody.
Exactly. Without having to touch a bag or without having to touch paper money or a card. So what they've had to do is they've implemented it where it's only phone orders for payment And then she's assembled an assembly line. She packages everything in the restaurant and then passes it through the door to a table and the receipt's stapled to it.
In like a little vestibule in the entryway.
And what's difficult about that too, I'm not as familiar with that side of the service, but she's not making anyone sign. So you're not necessarily getting any tips. You're not getting compensated for anything you're doing. And her entire wait staff primarily is sitting at home. Mm-hmm. And, no one wants to touch really any. I mean, your dollar bills, they've been a lot of places. So
I went to a hardware store in Nashville, Indiana on Saturday. And I used my card to pay for something because I didn't have – I was buying some fuses. It was like $1.50. I used my card. I'm like, oh, this is stupid. Oh, well, I'll use my card. And then the guy gave me the receipt to sign. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to use your pen.
That pen.
And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. We sanitize it.
What
like,
kind
all
of
right, I trust you. And I signed it. But I was like, oh, God.
He seemed see, like this is why you share your pen everywhere you seemed, go.
Yeah, Guffy's right about that now.
I went to fill up my work truck, and I grabbed the diesel pump handle and typed into the keypad, and I was like,
damn it.
Oh, boy.
Guess I have to cut these hands
that's
off
disgusting.
Now.
So then I go into the truck stop, and they had three different type of hand sanitizers on the shelf, and they were all sold out. I was like, oh, boy. Luckily, I keep a spray bottle of isopropyl alcohol on my truck. So I just went over to my truck and got in the bin and just sprayed my hands down with the isopropyl alcohol.
I would have just used the diesel. Wash up.
Then a match afterwards, he'll take care of everything.
This will smell good.
Yeah, right now our society is the cleanest that it's ever been, I think.
Yeah. If we can just get everybody to start brushing their teeth and putting on deodorant, that would be in pretty good shape.
The Mr. Fuel PSA for everyone. They have hand sanitizer wipes.
Hand sanitizer wipes.
Yes. And they have those in stock. They were fully in stock. I bought some. Just one package because it's all I needed so that everyone else could have some. I wasn't going to be that guy, even though I thought about buying two. But just so everyone knows, those are there.
I did see a European place that was selling, I think it's wipes for $4 for the first package, $100 for the second package, and $400 for the third package.
Holy crap.
Some emergency pricing that people were putting in place.
Yeah, we're very lucky at our house that we had a good amount of toilet paper already. Audrey's good at keeping that stuff rotating in and out and making sure that we have a supply no matter what. And then also with baby wipes and diapers. Mm-hmm. We decided to go ahead and order 200 more diapers just to be safe. Cause I mean, listen, everyone tells you that a baby goes through a lot of diapers, but you don't know it until you see it. That's yeah. Legit.
Do you have any cloth diapers?
Some emergency backup cloth diapers? Or are we going to use your old shirts?
No, maybe.
They look like white dish rags.
We've got a lot of diapers on hand. But we did order, we ordered the 200 more just to be safe and just so we could have a couple of months saved up, like no matter what. And it was.
Did you realize you probably ought to order a bigger size?
Your kid can be in like two tees before you know it, though.
But with Amazon's restrictions, it's going to take a week for them to get here. Mm-hmm. So it's not an essential item based on Amazon's hierarchy of needs.
Yeah.
I don't know if they follow Maslow or who they're following.
I don't know. Diapers are pretty important when you don't have them.
Yeah. I did order some batteries, some other random stuff off there, and it took 4 to 5 days opposed to the normal next day type deal.
Also, homage.com, so HOMAGE.com. If you need clothing right now, if you are a person that, you don't have a lot of money for clothing right now, if you're a waiter or a waitress, they were the supplier for the Arnold Classic. And that got shut down in Columbus, Ohio. They have all of their apparel for the Arnold Classic right now on sale. I think I got a t-shirt for $6.
Oh, wow.
So it's, yeah, that's kind of neat.
$20 for shipping, but the t-shirt was $6.
No, it's $5 for shipping. But I bought a couple t-shirts to where it was worth it. So
you look like a bodybuilder now.
So it was like, well, I mean, you couldn't pass that up. I couldn't pass that deal up. And so Audrey and I watch a lot of strongman competition, and we also watch a lot of fighting. So it's not, I'm not being a total poser, I guess.
Because Lord knows you watch it on the YouTube.
Yeah.
One thing I think it's been really cool to watch social media is people are generally, they're willing to help everyone out. I've got a friend that was having troubles finding toilet paper, and another guy that was actually watching earlier, Ricky Thompson, he went out and found his friend's wife and toilet paper and helped take care of their family. And it's neat to see that happen now and people
be neighborly, right?
It's easier than ever.
It is. So and it's special.
Right. Yeah, it is good. It's a great thing. We've seen Trump gave a good speech about how Americans are doing a good job of coming together. And that is something that we've said on the show before. Like, yeah, there seems to be a lot of division in this country, but just go out and talk to people and it'll be fine. But now that's more evident than ever. You know, people are willing to help people, and it doesn't matter, like, even if you're a Bernie supporter and your friend's a Trump supporter, you can, I mean, people are so willing to help each other out.
Right.
And that's like you said, it's really cool to see. Like seeing those things, especially with the like schools closing down.
I was going to say, Kate, you guys put out a generous offer this week. You picked up a plan, but folks were going without. You and your family were willing to step up and help folks out as needed.
Sure, yeah, it was just kind of one of those things that when things like this happen, I feel like people look for help, and a lot of times they're too ashamed to ask for help if they need it, but. It's just one of those things that no one really saw this coming. So people that can help, I feel like, should be able to step up and say that they can.
Yeah. There's definitely no need. I made that comment earlier, but there's no need for anybody to get violent. Cause I think there's plenty of folks that are willing to help out. If stuff gets real, or more dire than it is now, then there's still folks that are going to be willing to chip in and help out.
An extremely intense situation for a lot of small business owners. The service industry, like we talked about earlier, all the waiters and waitresses that all of a sudden found themselves without a job. Mm-hmm. That, let's be honest, if you're a waiter or a waitress and maybe you have children at home, you don't have a large cushion in your savings account. You are living paycheck to paycheck. They don't make a whole lot of money. We talked to Paul Fabric and talking about the service industry and how much that was in a previous episode, talking about how waitresses and waiters, bartenders depend on your tips to make a living. Now, all of a sudden, they don't even have the small amount that they were paid an hour. So,
when they don't have the opportunity to make that. And then if you look at it from the shoes of one of those business owners, that's not cash that they're putting in on the regular, right? So if we're expecting them to be closed for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's asking an awful lot. And I know that we've seen a few restaurants say that, hey, yeah, we're going to take care of our folks. I think the Ale Emporium in Indianapolis
killer.
Stepped up and said they were going to do it. But
tips included for them.
That's asking just an incredible amount of a small business owner to say, hey, you know, for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to carry all of my staff and all of my employees. It's definitely a call to action. If you're in a position to do it, to buy a gift card, you know, I know Stax has got a deal going on right now here in town, and I know Montgomery's and Primo and others have opportunities to do it, or they've all adapted. Almost all of them have adapted to do carry out. If you're
Temptations,
able,
go for Inga's, it. Inga's done really good with adapting with it as well.
Inga's had, to go a bunch of special to go specials.
Yep. Saki does too. We went there last night. Mm-hmm. Got some to take home.
Yeah, Montgomery's is going to be delivering, and they will also deliver alcohol. So that's pretty cool.
Should do that all the time.
Yeah. So
I'm pretty drunk, but I'm kind of getting low on beer.
I mean, whenever I got my haircut, and I was talking to
how is Clay
the barber, and I mean, unfortunately, in a town like Spiceland, a lot of his clientele are older folks, and those are the folks that need to stay home as much as possible. And he said that I was his fifth head that he had cut that day.
Yeah.
And I was in there at 3:30 in the afternoon.
It's tough if you think about somebody trying to run their family off of 50 or 60 bucks a week, and that's before paying, or 50 or 60 bucks a day without any sort of expenses.
Yeah. With and, you know, right now, he like
did you tip him well?
I did.
100 bucks.
But
the standard, the usual.
The standard.
With everything that's going on, he's like, I have to make sure that I am on top of my game with making sure that everything is properly sanitized between each and every haircut, because he doesn't want to be the guy that they go, I was perfectly healthy before I went and got my haircut.
Yeah.
You know, that's, it's a real situation. So it's, I feel pretty bad for the small business owners in these situations. And that's where I think, especially with the state governments and county governments and the federal government cracking down on who can be open, who they can serve, it is their fault and therefore their responsibility to make sure that we don't lose entire sectors of our small business economy after this does clear up. That's why I'm in support of the stimulus package of sending out money. I hope that it is that they can find a way to focus it on those folks that have their own businesses. It's just tough.
The businesses or the, you know, I don't know. It sounds like what folks are expecting is that, you know, the leading plan right now, as I saw from the Senate last night, individuals making $75,000 and below, couples that are making $150,000 and below, you can expect $1,000 per adult and $500 per child.
Yes.
Times two payments of that.
And April and May.
That's a proposal. It's not law yet. Who knows what's going to happen, but that's the latest. Mm-hmm. Don't go spending that money before it comes in. But in theory,
if that comes in, from Yang, and he dropped
in
it out.
In theory, if that comes in April, that would be, you know, $1,000 towards rent, mortgage payments
help.
For folks.
Like I said, I only have 300 rounds of 5.56.
Yeah, I need some body armor.
Like I said before, I do sales. My job is to go in and out of factories and machine shops on a daily basis and just kind of provide them with whatever supplies it takes to keep them up and running, whether it's carbide to cut metal, whether it's tissues to blow your nose, tampons for restrooms, duct tape to hold things together. And just in the last 2.5 weeks, I've seen a huge slowdown in incoming orders that makes you kind of sit back and think, like, man, it's the trickle down effect of the large automotive suppliers.
We're incredibly tied together, and we've seen Ford, Chevrolet, Ford, GM,
Fiat
Chrysler, Subaru of Indiana, and Honda all idle their plants for at least a week.
Those
if not
Japanese
two.
Are holding strong, though. No, you're absolutely right. The trickle down effect of it is.
I can't speak to crippling. Toyota. They're pretty much it. They're the only one that I've not seen make an announcement, and that may have escaped me.
NTN, NTK, Suda that I call on. Now, Honda did shut down North America.
I drive a Toyota now.
It's interesting and concerning. So we'll see how it all shakes out.
Yep. And then, you know, there's a lot of folks that are comparing this to the H1N1 virus, and it's apples and oranges there, because H1N1 was a type of flu, and in a 3-month span of time, we were able to have an incredibly effective vaccine that could build your antibodies and your immune system up to the H1N1 virus. That is not the case here, and as far as we know, with that, how do you pronounce his name, Dr. Fauci or Fauci?
Fauci.
Fauci. Saying that it could be a year or 18 months before testing is done. They're starting human trials now, but because of, I mean, there's a whole lot of risks with injecting the human body with a foreign substance.
So
you need to make sure that all your I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
There is a drug that was discussed today in the president's press conference.
Yeah, chloroform or something like that.
Chloroquine. No, it's chloroquine, which is a malaria drug that's been around since the 40s.
Yeah.
And allegedly, theoretically, as a business school graduate, I will speak to this as a business school person and not a a medical professional. But it's had some success. So the FDA is looking at it and evaluating, and potentially it might have some opportunities.
Also being used for a lot of patients that have autoimmune disorders, so like lupus and things.
Yeah.
Also, you can get it at PetSmart because it is, they use it in fish for infections that in aquariums. So
I wonder if that's what you use to treat ick.
So there you go. I mean, don't even need a prescription there.
You just created a raid on the Greenfield PetSmart. So good job. Good job there, buddy. Hey, the cure to this thing's at PetSmart in aisle 7 by the goldfish.
I'm just saying it might not be a bad idea to grab some and put it on hand.
Yeah. I also, and just start self-dosing.
I read A blood type is trending as more susceptible and O blood type is less susceptible.
God dang it.
What?
So
what am I?
I'm A positive.
I can't remember what I am. Audrey knows what I am.
I'm O positive.
Keep track.
I don't know what I am, to be honest.
I just had life insurance done and I had all the health work and I forget what I was. Somewhere. It's somewhere at the house.
I'm screwed.
Hey, Jared, what's Sarah?
Also A.
Are you sure?
Quite.
So how do you know that?
I know stuff, man. I know stuff.
So we may or may not have a podcast next week.
I'm A.
I don't know. So I will say about the this is incredibly fluid. We're getting into the election season.
A positive. That's me. I just had to text my wife.
Blood brothers.
I
know.
Yeah. I'm going to text my mom.
She's not going to know what you are. The only reason I
just
know is
because she couldn't spell your name doesn't mean she can't spell my blood type.
She'll just guess and say, honey, I think you're A, B, plus.
Right, we'll see what she says.
I haven't been able to bet, let's do the over-under on this. What do we think he's got?
I think he's A.
She's going to come back with like a hard number.
If you've been without sports for a while, here's a good...
I think he's A positive, just like me.
Platform to bet on.
Because we're blood related.
Can we get on FanDuel?
I like our chances.
You're A plus, honey.
There it is. Came out. There it is.
Yeah, A plus. See, just like me.
Oh, man.
Just like me.
We said honey.
It's like getting
we
the bad diagnosis.
We can all give each other blood if we need to.
Just hook each other up.
So I have a huge supply of Tygon tubing where I work.
I don't know what next week's show is going to be. We're not into final thoughts yet, but I'll say that we're very fluid as well. It sounds like the Indiana Election Commission is going to have a meeting next week to try to decide if we're going to have an Indiana primary in May.
Yeah.
Our working plan is to continue our tradition of having all of the local candidates on, which is traditionally what would happen in April. However, I don't know how many guests we're going to have through these studios between now and when this quarantine's over. That's still to be determined. I don't know if there's going to be an election between now and then. So we're going to figure it out. We're definitely going to keep it under 10 and stay mostly legal. Since we're members of the media and traveling back and forth for work, we can go and we have immunity, diplomatic immunity here.
Exemption.
Yes.
I'm exempt also for agriculture.
Yes.
So,
all of us have, except for Danny, really. We all have jobs that are essential to the...
Mine's more essential than yours.
I don't know. I build America.
Ouch.
I build America.
They can find a rebar.
That's just a really hard stick.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, the...
I'm not done with this.
Oh. Please continue telling about...
No, I'm curious. I want to hear more of the rebuttal of that.
I don't know. I got an email and they told us that we were essential. So I'd love to not be essential, but I've told it have to be. It's we're vital to the nation's infrastructure.
Pennsylvania, and they shut down all road construction.
They shut that down, but then we still have other junk we have to do. All right, producer Chris, it's time. What events do you have?
You'll be confined to really small machine shops.
That's where I thrive, and I'm I'm not allowed in them right now. A lot of them.
Because they have 9 employees, you'd make 10.
That's exactly it. They're like, hey, man. I was like, all right. Send Jimmy out for the smoke break. I'll come in.
I need a new bouncer for my speakeasy.
No, it is funny that even my small machine shops are like, listen, bro, we don't get worried about much. We know Jack does meth, but we don't want anything coming in here that would hurt us.
We don't want anybody extra with your funky diseases, because I know you've been hanging out with them other people.
It makes it bizarre. Like, there's you got these tweakers that are just like, oh, shit.
Maybe I should stop sharing needles.
Yeah.
Danny looks like he's got the sniffles.
Yeah, I'm the problem.
All right, producer Chris, you got anything for us in final thoughts?
Yeah, so I've got 3 quick things. One, we've already touched on small businesses. If you can afford to go out and buy a dinner twice a week or something, or buy a gift card while they're trying to, you know, keep this going, do it. Number 2, I want to give a shout out to Toyota Muncie. They are seriously. They are listen.
They got a service package available or something.
They're gonna make my first payment after I make this announcement. So y'all just wait patiently.
No, if you are in the restaurant business and you've lost your job due to the coronavirus shutting your job down, just take a pay stub with you to Toyota Muncie, and they will give you 1 lube and oil filter change for free at no charge. And if the lines are backed up, they will give you a voucher to come back later.
Very nice.
And then I forget what my 3rd one was, but it'll come back.
Cade.
We've got a shipment of beef coming in March 27th.
Beef bacon, baby.
Yep. We're going to try some beef bacon.
Keep that on the down low. I'm trying to buy that up.
Yeah. I've read about it on the internet.
You got to get on the list. You got to call.
I know.
You can't just show up on the 27th expecting to have some beef bacon.
You got
to
call
Kent. Because there's only so much beef belly on a cow.
Okay. Have you tried that before?
I've not.
It sounds interesting.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it a shot.
Yeah, let me know. I'll come over and have a snack.
We'll throw it on the trigger.
Have you called Please. Kent yet?
Mm. No. So give Kent a call at 765-545-0454. Reserve your order, and we'll call you when it comes in.
How much beef bacon should they expect to have on a cow?
Belly's pretty big.
I mean, are we talking like 200 pounds of beef bacon?
We're eventually going to run out.
The belly is also
like the brisket, 8 pounds,
right?
The thing is, it's
like the fat cap.
It's good that we're kind of running out because you know it's fresh.
Yeah.
It's local. It's fresh. It really is your best option as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
The stuff I bought when I went down on Monday, and you all were down to just a couple of beef boxes, and then your little 3/4 pounders that you have.
Yep.
How long's that stuff been around? Is that like
the beef boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had this for a long time.
Oh, so those are, I have old beef.
Yeah. We'll still have, no,
it's
no,
like 10, 15.
No, it's, cow no, it's new. It's new. Yeah. we'll still have those deals too. If you just want to try a sampler of all the different cuts that we have, we offer those as well. Just kind of a value pack of
just a little everything.
Everything.
Yep. Mix and match. I think we got a couple of roasts and then like 24 quarter pounders or something.
Is that the L&K bento box?
Yes.
Yep. All right, Daniel Paul. People want to buy toilet paper. How do they hit you up?
Man, just hit up Google. I don't know what to tell you. I work for an industrial supply company. We have toilet paper in stock now. It doesn't benefit me.
And N95 masks.
And N95 masks. If you want to buy some, you can go to PT dash.
What is the name of the company I work for?
Yeah. ProductionToolsupply.com. You can find it. And if we have it, that's awesome. Doesn't benefit anyone around here. But if we can help you out, we'd love to. Stay safe, stay clean, and
wash your hands.
Wash your hands. And if you're a draper, you guys buy your soap from me, so wash your hands twice.
Oh, Dakota, what do we know?
Not a whole lot. I do want to say thank you to all of our Patreon members for sticking around while we were off for a month. And just had canned shows, so we didn't get those guys bonus content for a whole month, and they stuck with us for the whole time, and appreciate those guys greatly for that. And then also my cousin, she had an accident, and they thought that she had viral meningitis at first, and now they're saying it might be brain inflammation. And so that's a really tough thing that we're going through as a family. But it's especially tough for her husband right now because of the coronavirus situation. He can't be there with her. And so just if you could, if everybody listening could just keep her and her husband and the whole family in your thoughts and prayers, that would be fantastic. I know it's super tough for him right now because, I mean, I just couldn't even imagine. That would be horrible. So just keep him and her both in your thoughts. That would be great for us. And then also want to give a shout out to Hancock Regional Health. That hospital was fantastic for us. Whenever Jackson was born, they were great. Our nurses were fantastic. I couldn't say enough about them. They were great to Audrey and I in keeping us informed, making sure that we knew exactly what was going on the whole time, and just being super transparent and letting us make choices, because I know that's kind of a big deal right now, in especially in birthing facilities. So that was great. I can't say enough about Hancock. And also, based on the recent reports, they are the cheapest place to have a baby in the state of Indiana. So that's cool as well. But yeah, they were great. Everything's great. Jackson's healthy. Audrey's healthy. So thank you for all the messages as well. Had some messages from some people who listened to the show, and that was super cool. Thank you, everyone, for that.
Awesome. Well, I'll echo Dakota. Very happy to be back. Excited to be back. It's a different world, and just trying to be fluid. It's I've talked to a lot of folks. We talked to my wife's grandmother down in Georgia, and she's like, "I survived polio." we've seen a lot of stuff happen in the history of this country. Don't know what's coming the next couple months, but we're all going to get through it. We're tough.
We're going to figure out how tough
we're going to figure it out together, and it's going to be okay. So, going to be some rocky roads, but we're going to be all right. And we'll be back next week. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the Boss Hog of Liberty, which is part of the We Are Libertarians Network. I am Chris Spangle, and I am the founder of this network. And I invite you to listen to all of our shows, which you can find at WeAreLibertarians.com or by searching for these in your podcatcher. The flagship show is the We Are Libertarians podcast, where we apply libertarian principles to current events. The Brian Nichols Show is a conversation amongst Republicans, Democrats, libertarians, independents, as they talk about what is happening in the news. And we have many other podcasts like The Chris Spangle Show, Upward, The Cost, Raw Audio Politics, Miranda's World, and Tad Talk, which is quite a ride. So check all of these out. Go to WeAreLibertarians.com and you can check out all of our great podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Get our other shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.